Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is the Scummy Mummies podcast.
Hello there. Welcome to the Scummy Mummies podcast. I'm Ellie Gibson.
And I'm Helen Thorne.
And we have another very special guest for you for this episode. It's Haruka Kuroda.
Hello.
Hello. Actor, TV presenter, voice of Noodle out of Gorillaz, voiceover artist from video games, and of course, a Guinness World Record holder. Haruka, are you or are you not officially amazing?
I am.
Yes! Because, of course, you are the star of Officially Amazing on the CBBC. Yeah.
CBBC.
Yes.
Yep.
For anyone who hasn't seen the programme, will you describe it for us, please?
It's a programme about Guinness World Records, mm-hmm. and there are three of presenters, myself, Ben Shire, the main presenter, and...
Oh, God.
Jackson. Oh, my
close
God.
Close personal friend. Very close personal friend.
How many
close
series have you done of this again?
Seven series.
Yes. CBBC's most successful programme in America.
Al Jackson from LA. Sorry, Al.
Really respect his work.
Yeah.
He's a great guy. Is he a guy? Great. She's not sure.
Yeah. Great comedian. Stand-up comedian. And the three contenders who does all the breaking records things. And we had just lots of fun.
I've been watching it for years with my kids. And the ones that I love are the ones involving, they're ridiculous, where someone has to squash watermelons with their bottoms and things like that. That
was walnuts. That was Mr. Cherry's thing. Yeah.
Yes, with their bums. Yeah. Anything involving squashing things with your bum.
That's it.
Or lots of, like, picking up, was it marshmallows with chopsticks?
Yes, lots of chopsticks, which is Mr. Cherry's favourite, obviously, because he's Japanese.
Yes.
I tell you what, I went to Bangkok in my 20s, and my God, there's some records those women are breaking, let me tell you.
Amazing.
I saw this one woman, obviously ping pong balls, done.
Yes.
Obviously. Then she pulled out a chain of razor blades. That was a bit odd.
Ah.
And then she opened a bottle of beer. And then with it. I think we all know what we're talking about. Look, you may be a CBBC presenter, but nobody wants another Dr. Ranj. I mean, everyone wants another Dr. Ranj incident, but we're aware that we've crossed that line already.
Yes.
But then my favourite bit was, it was someone's birthday and they blew out a birthday cake and she just blew out the candles with her front bottom.
Very nice.
So there you go, get her on. That's talent.
Yes. So CBBC.
Yeah. Tuned in on that 7 to 14 age range. Yeah. I mean, nothing they probably haven't seen on the internet already.
Mummy.
Yeah, so we're going to chat a bit more about your career later on. And apparently we're going to attempt a record later on, Helen, is that right?
Yes, I thought we would try to do a world record and see how many wine gums we can stuff in our mouths. I looked online.
Is this official one?
Well, let's say it is.
Okay.
You're here.
I mean, here's the thing, right? So when I was growing up, I thought Guinness World Records, I thought it was like the government. Do you know what I mean? I thought it was like this serious, like official government body.
Yeah.
And then I did a bit of work for them because my cousin works for them. He works for Guinness World Records.
Oh.
And they said, I was doing some work for them. They said, come down the office on Friday night for drinks. And so I went to the office, and obviously it's amazing. Like, they've got the world's biggest shoe just in reception, things like that. It's hilarious. And then you go in and they were gaffer taping this woman to a wall. And I said, oh, what are you doing? And they said, oh, we're breaking the record for longest time a woman's been gaffer taped to a wall. And I was like, oh, what's the current record? And they went, oh, we just made it up at lunchtime. Yeah, it's a new thing.
They just make it up. Yeah, they have to. They have to try it and sort of set the kind of line, I guess. Mm. That's a lot of records that we try on programme, never been done before.
Yeah.
And are you a world record holder?
I am. I've actually got it in my bag.
Oh, let's go look. Yes, let me get it.
They're actually beautiful certificates. Oh, yeah. I'm so sorry you've bought them.
Helen, they're printouts.
There's like a medal.
So okay. The first one is the most shuttlecocks caught with chopsticks in 1 minute.
I think I saw that in Bangkok.
It's 23 and it was achieved by me and Mr. Cherry, both Japan on the set of Officially Amazing on the 8th of August 2015.
That sounds impossibly hard, catching shuttlecocks with chopsticks.
Well, so Mr. Cherry, who those of you know the show, this is his life.
Catching shuttlecocks with chopsticks. I mean, he's led a very sheltered existence.
It's a very niche thing.
Before we record and film the series, he practiced. Now, this one, obviously, I have to practice with him because I was the one hitting it and he was the one catching. And I am very competitive. So I'm like, yes, I'm going to do this. So we got that one.
Excellent.
The other one, the most jelly fed to another person with a spoon held in the foot in 30 seconds.
Should we do that tonight?
Oh my god, we can totally do that.
I lost it about 10 minutes after I broke this record because the producer of the show said, I want to have a go. So I said, well, this is the trick you have to do. And he actually broke it far better than I did. Still get the certificate because you did break it and then be broken by somebody else.
All right. Oh, they don't rip it up or set fire.
No.
The show.
Last one is the most wet sponges thrown in the face in 30 seconds. It's 19, and I've got that. I'm actually quite proud of this one.
Because I have
to catch the wet sponge with my face.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And according to the official Guinness World Records person, I did really well.
So when you look at those certificates for, you know, eating jelly from someone else's foot, catching shuttlecocks with chopsticks, do you look at that and think, one day my children are going to look at this and think, that's my mother, that's her legacy.
Yeah,
that's what she's left me.
Yeah, that's it.
How delightful.
But you're quite adept because you were like a master, you're a martial arts master, is that right?
Well, I hold a black belt in the martial arts.
Be nice to Ellie! Fucking hell!
What's the most belt? Is that the... What's the
most belt? That's a good
Yeah.
She knows what I mean.
It is. Yeah, I suppose.
It's the most belt.
Yeah.
It's yeah. The, cool.
There's none more black. None more black. Amazing. Yeah. Can you kill a man by pinching him in the neck?
Not pinching, but hitting really hard, yeah.
Yeah! Go on, hit Helen in the neck now and try and kill her. Try and kill her now. Go on, just to prove it.
It's the knife hand that you call it.
You can really hit really hard
and you could actually.
I think in this current climate, I think women need to equip themselves, obviously, with all the, you know, tools. So I think I think we need knife hand.
Everyone needs a knife hand. Why would you not want a knife hand? It'd make cooking a lot quicker. Chopping the carrots for the Christmas lunch.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Doing your presents.
Or a good pair of legs so that you can run away. Yes.
Yeah. After you've killed them, so you don't get caught by the police.
Yes.
But let's get back to basics. So, yeah. Haruka, please, could you tell us about your family?
So my closest family, I suppose, is my partner, JC, and also my 11-year-old baby, Iris Amia.
11 months.
She's so tired.
She'll always be my baby. She's 47. She'll always be
11 months.
She's 11 months.
Yeah.
And you're back at work, is that right? And
I was back at work at 5 weeks.
Wow. Good for you.
Yeah. After then the cesarean as well. It was hard work, but
I was gonna say, how was the birth then? Was it
nightmare?
It was
one of those things that I had a fantastic pregnancy. I'm fit, generally speaking. I was doing all the things and gardening and everything else.
Catching shuttlecocks with chopsticks.
Yeah, that's it. So I really enjoyed being pregnant and thinking, I'll be one of those women who just sit and pops the baby out. One of those.
You're going to get a world record. Yeah. That's it. You're going to cough and it'll
really
just come out.
Mr. Cherry will be there to catch it.
With chopsticks.
Oh,
yeah. Chopsticks!
Yeah, umbilical cord.
Don't know. I've got my knife out. Yeah. I'll cut my own cord.
I'll do my own cesarean.
So I thought, you know, I said to my other half, like, just be prepared. I'm one of those women who might give birth in the car or whatever. No. So you got stuck apparently some way, and then they just went, you know what, let's just get it out. It's like, fine, let's do it.
Yeah, stick the needle in my eye, just whatever you have to do.
I mean, I was fine. I did all the kind of water birth thing beforehand and all that things, but I was like, you know what, I'd rather just get it out, get her out, than just be in this pain for any longer.
I had a sort of vague water birth plan, and then when it came to it, I was just like, it was, do you want to go in the pool? It was just like that for 12 hours.
Good times. So I obviously have seen you on the TV, but I discovered you also on the Instagram. And what I love is that there's lots of lovely photos of breast pump.
Yes.
Breast milk. And I like the mini bottle of champagne next to... Next.
Oh, is that how you knew she was our people?
Yeah, exactly. Knew that. I thought, yes, she can come on the podcast. She pumps and dumps. Well, I wasn't quite sure. Sometimes I'm scrolling through.
I don't dump.
No.
I keep.
You keep. Good.
Have you felt any of that pressure with breastfeeding? Have you had any of the bad experiences people hear about breastfeeding in public or anything like that?
Well, I only recently, and I put it on my Facebook actually, I'm quite open. I don't care if my boob was popping out in public. Mm-hmm. It's just what it is. Anyway, so we were in the car park in Thurrock the other day.
Glamorous.
I said, oh, I have to, you know, give her boobs just before we set off. We start driving. So I went into our car, sat down, and I clocked this man who was sat in the car, in his car, in front of us. Because I clocked his eyes, I thought, rather than kind of go showing my boob, I sort of bend down a little bit and I put her on my boob. And the next thing, he kind of shook his head. Like, and I was like, and I said to my other half, it's like, I think he's got a problem with me breastfeeding. And he's like, well, we're in our car. It's like, yeah, I know. But anyway, so he then kept on looking and looking. He came out of the car, started making a phone call.
Please tell me this story ends with a knife hand.
I wasn't ready. I wish I did. I think he was looking for his wife or whatever, because he kind of, you know, waved his hand, say, here I am, here.
Right.
In the meantime, he kept looking. I was like, this is weird. And he sort of came in front of his car, so it was even closer. And he had a look on his eyes as if like he was looking on the television. He didn't quite click that it was a real thing. Do you know, like, people, like, watch the telly and they go, oh, I'm not sure about this. Like, the goggle box thing.
Did you think he maybe thought it was because he recognised you off the telly?
No way, no, no,
it was
no,
definitely the boobs.
Yeah, boobs.
He recognised the boobs from some films you made very early on in your career. Yeah,
I was trying to make my living. So anyway, and I was like, oh God, this is really weird. So at this point, rather than making a scene, my other half said, let's just go to the other spot. He reversed back gently because I was still holding her. Again, he shook his head. And at this point, I'm like, what? I kind of gestured, you know, what? And he went, like breastfeeding gesture. And I'm like, oh my goodness.
That's just so, it's so weird. Oh.
So that was the very first time, the only time I came across people having a problem. Mm. But otherwise, yeah. That's
great.
And, you know, I'm proudly breastfeeding. I still haven't decided when I'm going to finish. I'm going to stop.
Mm. I mean, well, she's 11 years old now.
Yeah.
So, maybe she'll decide. 18,
I think you keep going, Haruka, and, you know, you should only feed her in the Lakeside Thurrock car park. That would be my suggestion. As a protest.
Darling, we've got to go in the car again for your milk. We should say that you're from Japan originally. Yeah. You want to raise your baby... Bilingual.
I have a few friends who are kind of around my age who their mums are Japanese, and they're like bilingual. They work as an interpreter, you know. I mean, they're, I think, very bright ladies as well. Mm. But they all said to me, until they realised how valuable this thing to be a bilingual, they didn't get on with their mums, because especially through their teenage years, you know, if they were to speak to their mums in English, because that would be easier things to do, they'll just, their mum just blank them.
Wow, that's quite hardcore.
Exactly. So
I mean, I like it. I support it.
you know, so it will become my discipline. My other half is okay with it because he loves language. But I know some people have difficulty or problems with not understanding what I'm saying to a baby. So I am very aware in the public if I have other companies, but I still need to do it.
Yeah.
Not to sort of...
Fuck those guys.
I would, because like when, you know, you're meant to talk to your baby a lot, and like, you know, sometimes
that speak to your baby in Australian?
You're right, you okay?
Rack off!
Go to your room. I just remember when my kids were toddlers, they spoke in a really thick Australian accent because they'd only hung out with me. And they used to go, no. No. And then when they started going to school, that's when they're English or South London.
Now they're, no. No, though. Just leave it. No, man.
When they say, in terms of talking to your baby when your husband's not around, I used to find that quite therapeutic. I was like, your dad's really pissing me off. And like, that's but you can do that while he's in the room.
And, we'll have a secret language, as it were.
It's like, he's incorrect and he thinks he's right, but he's not. But you can say that all in Japanese and he won't know.
Yeah, that's it. But at the moment, you know, when you do the kind of passive-aggressive thing, oh, your daddy was supposed to do this thing, I still have to do it in English just because, you know, it's for him, really. I'm talking to the baby.
Yes, wasted on her.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, how come your English is so good? Were you raised bilingual?
So when I first came to England when I was 16, I didn't speak a word of English. I wanted to have my drama training in the UK.
Oh, okay.
So I came on my own. All my family is still in Japan. And I just went to a boarding school, studied English, and then went into a drama school. But yeah, when I first arrived, I didn't speak a word. And that was the time, you know, we didn't have iPhones or WhatsApp or anything. So it was a collect calls. I don't know if you ever made those things. And it cost a fortune. So the first few months when I was calling my parents like every day, it kind of made, I think the bill was like £1,000 a month. But then I remember like first thing in the morning, I was kind of listening to other people talking and I suddenly thought, oh, I actually understand people now. I didn't like night before. It was literally just overnight.
And when they all going, that Japanese girl's on the phone to her mum again, that's going to be 50 quid. That's 50 quid there. 5 minutes, done. Because that must have been, and I mean, I don't know how you deal with that. At 16, I don't think I could have gone to Japan not speaking Japanese and got on with it. How did you just get
on with
it?
I think if I was to, if somebody was to say, you have to go to France or whatever, the countries I don't speak a language of, now I will think about all these things. Oh, you know, I can't do this. And what if this and that, the other. I think I was naive and young. And all I wanted to do was to do this drama training. Mm. I was like, you know what? I'm going. And that was it.
Wow.
You trained as a serious actress?
Actress. Well, I trained in musical theatre to begin with.
Don't sing.
No, I won't sing.
Not you. You can sing. Haruka, you're trained in musical theatre. You can sing all day long.
Oh my god.
We
What's
can't
your favorite
sing.
Musical? What's your favourite musical, Haruka?
Well, I would say Les Mis.
Oh yes, excellent.
Because
marvelous.
I played a little Cosette when I was
just had.
Oh my god.
That was kind of got me started.
That's our dream. For us both to play a little Cosette at the same time, like a pantomime donkey.
Love it.
Sorry. I'll shave my head.
Who said you're the front end?
Never the front. I know that.
Oh, amazing.
Oh, my God. So Andrew Lloyd Webber is the reason you're here, practically. Oh,
no, he didn't write Les Mis.
Oh, my God.
Edit that out. I think you'll find Boobin and Schoenberg.
Oh, my God. I'm going to sound like a really stupid person.
Yes, you remember. Andrew Lloyd Webber did West Side Story. So you've been in the UK since you were 16. So obviously you've got a, you know, probably better understanding, frankly, of British culture than I have.
Yeah, because I had to do the test.
Did you have to do the test? Yeah. I passed just, yes. I think. Yes.
Which Archer's character fell off a roof in 2017? So, do you, like, now you're a mum, do you think there's a difference in parenting styles? I mean, having said that, we all have different parenting styles, but generally in the parenting culture, more between Japan and the UK?
I think, like, one of the things, going back to the breastfeeding, drinking alcohol is absolutely no-no.
Still. Quite right.
So when I went back for the first time this May with her, still breastfeeding, obviously, and drinking at the same time, a lot of people were like, oh, what? Really? Mm. And I'm like, yeah, it's Harley coming out. It's fine. She's fine.
Mm.
And they were like, oh, I wish we knew that because, you know, we get so told off by doctors, there's absolutely, we can't do it. Therefore, they gave up breastfeeding because they just wanted to enjoy a glass of wine or just a can of beer. I know, like, one thing, like, in pregnancy, putting weight on, it's a big thing in Japan as well. So they, like, monitor you, like, so much that you should really only put on weight with the baby's weight and a little bit more. And if you go any more, they, like, really, like, bully you into losing weight, which is, I think, is terrible.
Yikes! Because people put on weight in different ways as well. Oh, that's really harsh. Yeah. That's really harsh.
So a lot of things I feel in Japan, you know, technologically speaking, obviously, is so ahead. But certain things that I feel they're so behind. So, yeah, it is very different, I think.
So do you think the Scummy Mummies would have a successful tour in Japan?
Are we too scummy for Japan? That's really what we're saying.
The thing is, I'm sure they will absolutely go crazy. Because the thing is, things happen. Shit happens. And people are desperate to talk about it.
Yeah.
But there is no space. There is no stage for it. So if there is a space,
make that stage, yeah, Japan, and we will play to that stage in our gold catsuits.
Yeah.
I would love to do our show in Japan. I like you, I'm not convinced how well it would go down, but I mean, I've been to Japan a few times, like, for work and stuff, and I love it. I guess I would say I'm a Japanophile. I just love, like, in my house, like, now, I've got, like, a
Japanese print. Look at this, look at this.
Yeah.
I've got, it's, like, everywhere, like ceramics.
Look at that.
Mouse mats and things. But, like, I have these things in my house because I love Japanese art style. But, you know, and I just enjoy them every day. But now you're here, it feels a bit like cultural appropriation. Now there's a Japanese person in my house. I feel like, you're looking at me. It's like the equivalent if I went to a Japanese person's house and they had a Union Jack hanging over the fireplace. And, like, a picture of the Queen time. And all the mugs.
She's got a picture of Mount Fuji over the thing.
That's not Mount Fuji.
Isn't it? Oh, okay.
I'm not that naff.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Does it bother you that I have fetishized your culture
for my own personal enjoyment?
Well, is that Japan chat and mum chat done, Ellie? I think so.
Okay.
I could talk about Japan for several more hours, but it would be interesting for nobody, least of all Haruka.
So okay, great.
What are we talking about now, Helen Thorne?
Career chat, Ellie.
Mm.
So
You're right.
I just surprised him with a clap.
Yes.
Okay, so career chat. Now, Haruka has done a myriad of things since graduating from Guildford. Yes. You've gone on and done, like, acting, presenting.
Yeah, I think I naturally kind of went into more children's stuff from earlier on. But, yeah, that's what I love doing the most.
Mm. Now, famously, you were the voice of Noodle from Gorillaz, and you actually got to go on tour with an actual rock band. How was that?
It was mental. Noodle was a Japanese girl, 11-year-old Japanese girl who didn't speak a word of English. So I auditioned for it. I didn't know anything about this band, not much else. Got the job, didn't think much about it. And next thing, Clint Eastwood, the single, came out. And that was it. Everything kind of went crazy.
Yeah.
And then we did the tour in the UK, Europe, States. Toured everywhere.
For you, like, as a performer, because I was thinking, because obviously Helen and I do a show which is probably almost as successful as anything Blur's ever done. But, yeah. You know, as performers, Helen and I are big show-offs, right? We love being on stage and we love looking at the audience and we love them enjoying what we're doing, hopefully. Mm. And, you know, so did you find that quite unsatisfying to be behind the scenes?
Yeah, it was. It was strange because the screen was right in front of my face. But, I mean, for me, and I think Damon as well, because he's a, you know, he enjoys doing his what he does. But for me, it was kind of being on the ride, you know, just doing whole crazy rock and roll lifestyle for about 3 weeks.
It was all cocaine and hookers, wasn't
it,
Haruka?
Kind of. Maybe not those things.
Sorry,
I was well
that
behaved.
Out.
But maybe 2 or 3 beers a night, something like that.
And a burger.
Yeah.
Threw an ashtray out of a hotel window, that sort of thing.
Say sorry, careful. But I think the job was bigger than what I was doing. I think I was a jobbing actor. I was just doing what I was told to do. When I tell people are like, whoa, my God.
You were in a rock band that was pretend.
I'm like, okay, I guess it's a job. That's it, really, for me.
So, Officially Amazing, as we said before, CBBC. Is there going to be more Officially Amazing?
Yeah.
Oh, exciting.
And do you know what record you're going to break?
I don't, and I'm slightly scared, but I always, you know, enjoyed the laugh, so...
Most pierced woman. That would be my suggestion. I met her once, actually.
Yes.
But she has to wear a lot of... because she's literally pierced all over. She has to wear a lot of veils and scarves so she doesn't catch on things all the time.
Oh, Jesus.
It's not a life I could live, but no. Good luck to her. Makes
itchy.
Her happy.
Or the longest nailed lady.
That's a strong look,
the
isn't
questions.
It? It's a strong look. So more Officially Amazing. And tell us about 1,000 Cranes, which is a theatre company you're working with,
yes.
Is that right?
So I'm the one of the associate artists. So we are Anglo-Japanese children's theatre company. And we create original work for young audience and we tour around the country.
Is there a website they could go to for information?
1000cranes.org.uk.
Excellent.
Lovely stuff.
Done.
Helen Thorne, I believe you have a game for us.
We do. I have a game called I've Had the Wine Gums of My Life.
Oh, yes. That might be the best title you've ever come up with. Talk me through the game.
Okay, so Haruka has seen many world record attempted and failed and achieved. But I thought we could see how many wine gums we could stuff in our mouths. Game.
Amazing. So is Haruka going to judge? Is that
Haruka's
going to
judge.
Okay, here we go. It's the I've Had the Wine Gum of My Life challenge.
Yes.
We're going to try and set the world record for the most wine gums in a person's mouth.
That's right. And we've got the judge. Who's our judge?
Haruka Kuroda from Officially Amazing.
Excellent.
All right.
On my count.
Okay.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, go. Oh, Helen, you can do it.
I'm sorry.
Okay. 15 seconds left. You have to keep them in your mouth. Can you put it in front of your teeth? That's it, babe. 3, 2,
Okay, so we're going to count. Yeah, going. Get a ball. You have to keep it in your mouth. No cheating.
Oh, I think... Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
I think you might have done it because I've got...
Oh, really? The title of this game is I Have the Wine Gum of My Life, which is how many wine gums the scummy mummies can stick in their mouth in 30 seconds.
And I can report that I consumed...
Was it 19
wine gums. Thorn.
And I consume 20 wine gums.
Oh, yes. Haruka, what does this mean?
Officially, Helen, you are the record breaker.
Oh, you bitch. I can't believe I almost got diabetes just to not win that competition.
Oh, I'm just enjoying the wine gums. It's really good. Excellent.
Well, there we go. I think, you know, I'm ashamed now. I just want this to end. Let's have a scummy mummy confession.
I will have to apologise if anybody get very offended about poo talk.
I feel like if they've made it this far in the podcast, I mean, really.
Okay. If they're a fan of yours, they're fine, aren't they? So if you were, like myself, had caesarean...
Right.
Having to be able to pee,
yeah,
to begin with, is a big thing.
Yeah.
Which I had no problem. That's fine. And of course, having to be able to poo is another big thing. So about a week after I had a caesarean and I was at home, I was getting used to being mum with this newborn and whatever, and I felt the movement. It's like, excellent. There you go. Time has come.
Aslan is on the move, as we always say.
But it's also a very scary thought because you know that you can't really push with your tummy because it still really hurts around that area. Anyway, the baby was fast asleep. Right, I'm going to do it. So I sat down
This is about me now. This is me time. Yeah. I'm just going to enjoy myself. Just going to enjoy
it. Count me the times.
But you couldn't go, so you had to go, oh, kind of thing.
Now you're in a porn film.
Not to sort of push too hard around your tummy. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I was kind of trying and I felt it's coming. And of course, the baby started to cry. Oh. I was pooing with the door open, as you do. I was going, Mummy's coming! I wasn't really nowhere near it, but still I was going, I think I have to just kind of reverse back. Process.
That's not good for anybody.
I don't know if you ever try to reverse the process, but it's not going to happen. And I went as far as try to push it back. I had a tissue paper around my hands, but still, I tried.
You're not a savage,
but still, it's just not gonna. It was on its way. It needed to come out. It wasn't going anywhere else but to be out. Mm. But still, it wasn't coming out. So
I've had babies like this.
Yeah. It kind of like that. You know, it was crowning. I think.
Yeah. Awesome.
Amazing.
You were fully dilated.
Absolutely. It didn't dilate earlier with the baby, but with the poo. Oh. So I have to get up, pants around the ankle, still painful around the tummy, and poo is on its way. And I went over to the baby in the bedroom, picked her up, came back to the toilet, sat back on the toilet, started breastfeeding her, she was happy. And I carried on going,
I liked it when you did it before. It was more like Enya. Yeah.
For another 20 minutes, it took a while, but it did come.
Oh, can we just have a moment?
Awesome. You are amazing.
You're officially amazing. Oh. So is your rectum. Well done.
Yes.
Well done. Oh, well, that's wonderful, Haruka. Thank you.
I had everything.
I don't know if we can top that thought. Thank you so much, Haruka Kuroda. You are literally officially amazing.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's been lovely.
A big fan of you guys, and I feel like I've been stalking you.
No way.
I've known your podcast. I'm so privileged to be here.
Oh my god.
That is...
No. And read the book.
Oh my god. Which is still available.
Still in print. A fan.
Oh. Well, yes, the Scummy Mummies book, still in print. And we're doing live shows. Come and get tickets at scummymummies.com.
Do follow us at Scummy Mummies on the Instagram, at Twitter. We're on Facebook as well.
If you like the podcast, please rate, review and subscribe. And tell your friends and that. That'd be nice.
All right. Thank you for listening. Until next time.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is Ellie's wine gums challenge. Stop. Selfie.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.